Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. I'm your host. And of course, we have another episode of Cyber Talk on the way and a very special guest on the show right now. One of our leaders here in CyberBacker, director in our growth team, director of learning and development to be exact. Gia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good so far. Busy as always.
Yes, we really appreciate you taking time off of your busy schedule today to talk to us, to share your story with potential cyber backers. So before we, anything else, just wanted to know, how long have you been with CyberBacker?
Well, I started way back 2021, November. So more than 2 years now.
More than 2 years. So 2024, it's going to be your third year too. Am I right? If my math is right. Okay.
Yes.
So my math is right. Okay. So also, we're quite curious, where are you from here? Where are you based in the Philippines? Yeah.
I'm based in Quezon City, specifically in Cubao.
Okay. Quezon City, not really familiar. I'm from the north, actually. So we're not really quite familiar with the places there. So also wanted to know more about previous experiences. What did you do before CyberBacker?
Well, prior to joining CyberBacker, I'm actually a professional teacher. Wow. I've taught preschool for more than 7 years. More than 7 years. And then I joined CyberBacker. So that's the only work experience I have prior to joining the team.
Wow. So really teaching kids 7 years, already created a career over there. So why the sudden shift? I'm just curious about it. Why the sudden shift to the virtual world?
All right. Well, what led me to CyberBacker is the pandemic. We contracted COVID 4 times in the family because when I was teaching, I still had to report for work, though the kids aren't. So we contracted COVID 4 times, which led me to decide that that isn't how I want us to be living. That's why I looked for a setup that would allow me to work from home.
So really, safety, very, very important again because of the pandemic. Been years now that it's been going through. I'm not even sure. I haven't seen any new news about it, but I think it's not yet over as of now. But again, safety is priority, of course, of the family, of yourself as well. So was CyberBacker your first choice, or did you do some research elsewhere on social media or LinkedIn or elsewhere?
Well, actually, it was my uncle. He was part of CyberBacker already before I joined. He convinced me to try to apply to CyberBacker, and luckily, I got in.
Wow. So shout out to your uncle there telling you about CyberBacker, of course. So also, going through that first phase of the hiring process here in CyberBacker, did you ever do research on how becoming a growth backer, or were you looking for something else?
Well, actually, he did mention about the growth team already. He did convince me to try growth because the way back that I remember it was he mentioned that he thinks I'm fit to join the growth team at CyberBacker. So he really wanted me to eye for this role, though I don't really have much background about what they do. I just tried to research about it prior to the interview so that I know what the position would look like, so that I know how to respond to the interviews as well.
Okay, so again, still shout outs to your uncle that he was right. Now you're a director, part of growth as well, the growth team. Now, talk to me more about the growth backers team. So we've already had your previous colleagues on the show. We had Ramil, we had Dea as well, we had Andre in the previous episode. Talk about what is a growth backer. So from your perspective, what is a growth backer?
That's actually really nice. A growth backer is somebody who creates relationship with clients, but at the same time creates job for our fellow Filipino. So this is something that involves sales, but at the end of the day, it wouldn't look that way because you're creating more than sales. So that would mean improving the lives of your clients as well as the lives of our co-cyber backers.
Yes, of course, of course. So really job creators, relationship builders with our cyber CEOs / our clients. And again, I think that's the most important part, really just supporting our clients and our cyber backers as well to make sure that they have a successful partnership, right? That is part of the job role, right?
Yes.
Yes, of course, of course. Now, during the beginning of your journey through being a growth backer, during the beginning, what did you like most about that position?
All right. In the beginning, I was really curious about the position because I don't have any background in sales when I joined the team. So I was really amazed at how we train our team members on how to handle objections, how to work with clients, adjust how you converse with people based on their personality. So that actually, you know, helped me prosper in the role. It's because I was able to adapt to those changes and be able to learn the skill on how to be able to overcome objections and deal with different types of clients.
Absolutely agree with you there. I think really adapting to the environment and to the job is really crucial, especially in a very important role, which is a growth backer here in CyberBacker. Now, job creators, creating relationships with our clients, our cyber CEOs, out of all of that that a growth backer does, what's your favorite thing to do?
Well, my favorite thing to do is really to meet with clients. I like how we could really converse and get to know their business more, ask them questions on how we could improve their lives, because without them, you know, the economy wouldn't really also grow. So helping them out would also bring impact to our country.
Absolutely agree with you there, because again, we're helping fellow Filipinos get be a part of CyberBacker. So that means more jobs, of course, more roles that we can create. So I think also when you talk to people who aren't from the Philippines, for example, our clients, most of them are not from the Philippines. And I think when you do that, you really grow as well, because as you know, here in the Philippines, our first language isn't English, but once you get used to it, you get with their slangs, everything, banter, the way they talk. I think that's also a growing point for a growth backer. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now, I know in the sales world, of course, may it be with growth or in any other company, sometimes there would be bad days, right? You could have bad days, bad week, sometimes even a bad month, right? But what do you do to keep yourself motivated, Gia?
Gotcha. Well, I always go back to my biggest why. Why am I here in the growth team? What is the purpose of me staying here? Because beyond the number of sales, again, is you being able to build those relationships and be able to build the jobs for other people.
Absolutely agree with you there. Now, if you don't mind me asking, you can or cannot answer the question, what is that big why of yours, Gia?
Gotcha. It's for me to be able to get my time back, because back when I wasn't working from home, that took my time away from my kids to see them grow up. I had to get the helper. And now I'm able to look at them, be on their school programs, because I work at night. Yeah. And I can be with them most of the time. So this, more than the money that I get, is the time that I can spend with my family, which is more important to me.
Yeah. That time, I'm sure, is priceless. Of course, to any parent, to any mom, to any dad, that is priceless. The time that you spend with your kids, especially during the ages when they're still young, before high school, I think. Those are the most crucial times that you need to be with your kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, talk to me more about the position. This is what I'm excited about this. I am not quite familiar, of course, with the position Director of Learning and Development, and I'm sure our listeners are curious too. What is the Director of Learning and Development in the Growth Backer team?
Gotcha. Well, my position actually handles the incoming growth apprentices, and I also make sure that I teach them the processes, the trackers, and the procedures of how we process our clients. So I guide them, I make sure they hit their goals, and I prepare them to become growth backers in the future.
Wow. Wow. So basically, another guest on our show previously was Ramil. So you work hand in hand with him to support new growth backs or growth apprentices too, am I right?
Yes. So for Ramil, he handles the LMRE. So they make
Ah, got
calls
it.
to convert people to become KCs. And then once they're done with that stage, they are handed over to me so that I could prepare them to become growth backers in the future.
It's really hand in hand already a system within our growth backer team. Now, you mentioned earlier that you did have experience teaching preschoolers, right? For 7 years. Did I get that right? Yes. So now you're teaching people who would want to become a growth backer, guiding them all throughout. Just a funny question. Is there any what do you call this? Similarities in teaching kids and teaching new growth backers, I mean.
Yes, there's really similarities because just like with teaching kids, training would involve me imparting what I know to them so that they would be able to get the concept. So it's really pretty much the same thing. That's why this is close to my heart because I've been doing this for quite a long time already with kids, and it's actually a different experience once you're dealing with adults this time.
Of course, but there are little similarities, right? They're just imparting your knowledge, your experience to our new growth backers again for them to be able to be successful in their role too. So, more about this. How about leadership? I know different people have different kinds of leadership styles, right? Different on how they talk or even how they handle their own teams. Now, what pieces of advice or how do you do that? What's your leadership style, I mean, when you handle new growth backers?
Gotcha. Well, for the leadership style, what I like doing is I make sure that the growth apprentices that I'm supporting right now knows the bigger picture. So I tell them what needs to be achieved so that I could guide them in the little things that they do and, as much as possible, push them and make sure that they know the importance of those little things that adds up to us achieving bigger things. So I make sure that I communicate with that as clearly as possible.
Of course. So communicating and always being there for everyone in the team. So talk to me about the communication. How important is that? And for each person, is there a different style that or different approach that you do for each growth apprentice?
Yes, that's actually a great question because I normally ask each of the growth apprentices how they would like to be approached, what approach would work best for them so that I can adjust how I speak with them, how I motivate them. I also ask about their biggest why so that I could always look back to that and remind them in the hard days so that they would be more motivated to achieve what they need to achieve that would contribute to the team's goal.
Yes, of course. And again, we talked about that earlier. There are going to be hard days. There are going to be hard weeks. There are going to be hard months. But again, just focus on your biggest why you are here, why you are in Cyberbacker, why you are a part of growth. Of course. Now, one last question that I have for you today. I know that you've been a leader already with our growth backer for a while now, and for sure, there are listeners right now that are curious when it comes to the growth backer team. What does it take to become a growth backer? That might be one of their questions. So, what's one piece of advice, a very important piece of advice that you'd be able to give them right now if they want to be part of growth?
Gotcha. In order for you to become an effective member of growth, you need to have that attitude to always strive for excellence. You need to set your own standard, meaning you will not settle for anything less. Because in growth, nothing is comfortable. You would always have to, be able to manage and go through a lot of pressure. So you need to have that standard so that you will not lose track of what needs to be accomplished at the end of the day.
So, great piece of advice right there from one of our directors and the growth backer team. And lastly, I know you are familiar with this, one of our core values, relationship. No matter where you are in Cyberbacker, relationship is very important. So I'm 100% sure you had mentors before you even got to where you are right now. So would you want to give them a quick shout out before we end today, Gia?
Well, I actually want to give a shout out to Renan. He was my growth backer when I was still an apprentice. And what I actually remember him saying is to always pay it forward, because that's always going to come back. So whatever you do now would have an impact to what's going to happen in the future. So always pay it forward.
I love that quote. Again, shout outs to our one of our tenured growth backers here in Cyberbacker, Ren, and shout outs to him. And of course, we are very, very excited for your continued success with Cyberbacker, of course. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a growth backer, don't forget to visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Gia, thank you very much for being on the show. I had fun talking to you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.